Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, and if you're looking for stocking stuffers, don't forget about these DVDs just released. The first one is Minions. Only the best of intentions, the Minions have searched for thousands of years for the perfect villain to serve with undying loyalty, but before they met Gru, and after a whole lot of trial and error, they met Scarlet.
Finding a master was easy. Keeping a master, that's where things got tricky.
Have any of you ever dreamt of working for the greatest supervillain of all time?
This is Queen Elizabeth, and I really, really, really want her crown.
To be honest, I'm not normally a fan of guys who cause trouble, say nothing that makes any sense, and can't seem to hold down a job. But if the guys are round, stubby, and yellow, all of that is just perfect. Now, for anyone who feels a bit underappreciated, perhaps believes their talents are completely overlooked, or thinks that maybe you really should be able to get an A for effort, and I am in no way referring directly or indirectly to myself, this movie will be inspirational, give you hope and inspire faith that maybe if you hold on long enough, someday you can do it, which is all good. In fact, this movie is all good. It's fun and clever, and best of all, it makes you smile. Unfortunately, though, this has me a bit worried, because all that Minion jibber-jabber, it makes total sense to me. Uh-oh. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, Minions on DVD is a green light. Now on to Ant-Man. Well, Michael Douglas has an enormous secret until one of his students finds out, and now Paul Rudd, who's very unlikely and doesn't color within the lines kind of guy, has to step up and become Ant-Man and become the hero that absolutely no one thought he could be.
And I believe everyone deserves a shot at redemption.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to break into a place and steal some stuff.
Makes sense.
The suit has power. When you're small, you have superhuman strength.
You tried to hide your suit from me. Now it's gonna blow up in your face and destroy everyone you care about.
So yes, of course, I totally believe in the concept of small and mighty. But seriously, a guy who has superpowers and shrinks down to ant size? Come on, how is that gonna work? Well, as it turns out, it works very well. Surprisingly, this could not have been more funny, entertaining, and just darn clever. If anyone else had directed this, written this, or starred in this, it probably would have been a complete disaster. But instead, all the right people and all the right stuff came together at the right time to make this great. Unfortunately, though, this in no way relieves my apprehension for this taste of, or high level of icky anxiety I feel toward the ant. Sorry, little guys, I guess I'm just never gonna get over that. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, Ant-Man on DVD is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.